bringing it back to the backyard fun at your house. This is Rosie on the house. Our lines are open. If you'd like to call and ask any question about home remodeling or repair, the number is 1-888-767-4348. Toll free from wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. We're here talking backyard kitchens with Nathan Angel, the senior Belgard sales representative for the state of Arizona. Nathan and I have kind of hung around with each other. I don't know, it's been 8 or 9 or 10 years. How long have you been with Belgard?
7.5 years.
7.5, okay.
Yeah.
So, and you travel the state spreading the good news about the use of masonry in the backyard. Low maintenance, permanent, don't have to caulk it, paint it.
Done right, paver driveway, pavers will last you 50 years.
Oh, man, it absolutely buys you all your future weekends to do anything else that you'd like to do other than maintain your home. You were telling me the other day a very interesting statistic through this last Great Recession, how much concrete the home builders are not putting down anymore.
Yeah, we are doing really well with the Arizona Home Builders Association and all of their members. The great home builders here in Arizona have taken the opportunity as they've started rebuilding again to not put in concrete driveways and see the beauty of putting in paver driveways in their standard in their communities. So it really is a nice, beautiful look as people drive into their communities to look at potential new homes or new places to live.
Concrete's near permanent, too, if you're willing just to live with all the surface imperfections and the cracks.
Two types of concrete, Rosie, one that has cracked and one that will crack.
There's only two types, that's right. So we're not putting down very much concrete at all, which breaks my heart because that's my favorite trade. If I just had to go out and make a living doing one trade, I would lay concrete. I love the trucks backing up. I love getting it out on the ground. I love four or five guys mucking it around, screeding it, bull floating it, troweling it. Man, when you're by 9:30 in the morning, you really feel like you've got something done. And that's about the time the trim carpenter's showing up with their shim shingles and their 8-ounce hammers, and you're thinking, oh man.
Yeah. No, we can we'll let the concrete contractors have the we'll let them have the big roadways. We'll take everything else.
Okay. All right. Hey, I want to make sure all of you that are listening are well aware of all the new members that are joining Rosie on the House. You know, we've got something that we've put together called the Casa Grande Connection. We got for years doing the show calls from the folks in Casa Grande and Eloy and Florence. Rosie, I can't get your Rosie certified partners in Phoenix to drive down and see us. And I can't get your Rosie certified partners down in Tucson to come up and see us. So we launched the Casa Grande Connection. If you're a homeowner in that area, go to rosieonthehouse.com and take a look at the great list of contractors we've put together for you. Romy was reading a story just last week about one of the stories we got from a homeowner in Florence that was talking about Cooper Painting, how they found them on our website, used them, and they were absolutely incredible. Most of the contractors that we end up with in our locally screened referral directory happen to be longtime successful people. Those are the ones we're looking for. It's very tough to make it onto our screen. And once you do, know that you can take away all the worries about being cheated or not treated fairly. In the Phoenix metro area, we've got some new members, Scottsdale Weed Control, Clear Co., which is a window washing company.
We actually surprisingly get that a lot.
A lot.
You can come wash my windows. And it's nothing I ever think about, but when you get an exterior window that's 10, 12 feet high, and there's a lot of people who are just tired of climbing on ladders or can't do it anymore.
Or you have 8 grandchildren under 3 foot tall.
I can reach those. But you know what? He also does solar panels.
And that's an interesting perspective
that
on
is.
That. It is. Okay. So getting your solar panels washed. We also have Arizona carpet repair. If you've got carpet that doesn't necessarily need to be replaced and you don't think it can be salvaged, this guy's a magician. He actually can salvage it and save it in many instances. He also does all your tile, grout, and cleaning and sealing. And we've reached a little bit outside of our contractor services. I want to help y'all find great people in anything having to do with your home. Well, our insurance agent asked us, Rosie, why don't we you certify an insurance company? And we did. It's Focus Insurance, spelt with P-H, P-H-O-C-U-S, Focus Insurance. Jennifer, when was the first policy they wrote for us? We got married in 78. I think he wrote me a life insurance policy like 3 months before we got married.
Well, you were thinking, because I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's been the Jansen family taking care of the Romeros for 37 years.
Great people.
Focus Insurance right there in Phoenix. Y'all give them a ring. And I want y'all to be aware that we are preparing to soft launch Flagstaff. We have a couple contractors right now on the great station up there in CAF Radio. So we've got Prescott, the Quad City area covered, Phoenix covered, Casa Grande covered, Tucson covered. Do your friends and family and neighbors in those communities a favor and make sure they know about Rosie on the House. We're here to protect you, inform you, educate you, and entertain you. We're back now with Nathan Angel, Senior Bellegarde Sales Representative, talking about backyard patios and stuff. And we've got a couple questions that have come in that may just have to be off topic just for a minute. Nathan, I'm going to ask your patience. Let's take the first call. Buddy, who would you like to bring into the conversation?
At 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're talking outdoor kitchens, but we're going to go inside and talk about Barbara's indoor kitchen. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I want to do a simple, take down some cabinets in my kitchen and open it up between the kitchen and the dining area. And my stove is in the middle of that countertop, and then I want to take down the cabinets up above. But I need to re-put a hood in there. I've got a drop ceiling.
Okay.
And every time I've gone out and looked at the hoods and everything, and most of them are, the chimney portion of it is very tall, but I only need like 12 to 18 inches because it's a low ceiling. So what do you suggest? Is there something I can do in place of?
Miss Barbara, what's the vintage of your home?
Late 70s.
Okay. And so the oven is in the cabinet peninsula, and
right,
it looks out across the room, and there's a soffit above that, and then you have like the plastic ceiling light system, right, in the kitchen.
Right.
That soffit between your kitchen and that family room, it doesn't have to stay there. Go ahead. When you're taking down those cabinets, take out that soffit. You won't believe how much more open that makes the whole area feel. And it's a very easy thing to do. There's nothing load-bearing about that. It's all artificially attached to this, the roof rafters. It comes out very easy. That's one thing I would encourage you to consider. But any of those chimney sections or those exhaust hoods that you buy, we can trim them to fit whatever is applicable at your home. So that is not a limiting factor.
Oh, okay. So you can, because most of them I've seen are stainless steel, and what, you can just cut that easily? Or
you bet. Yeah, we just trim that to fit whatever size you'd like.
Okay. Well, the thing about, see, I have air conditioning in that soffit up there too.
And is it feeding the kitchen or is it feeding the living room?
My kitchen's the coolest room in the house, and I like it that way.
Okay. Well, that's a
in the afternoon, and it doesn't make it hot.
And that's a secondary trunk line. All we have to do is get back to your primary line, and we can reintroduce another register fairly easy in the soffit that's either running on the left or the right of that one. You could certainly send me a picture, and we could take a look at it, and I could coach you from there. But, boy, I couldn't encourage you enough. If your ceilings are 8 foot through those two rooms and that soffit drops down to 7 foot in between the two spaces, get rid of the ductwork, get rid of that drop soffit, and let's just add one more additional supply register in another area. You will thank me for taking that advice. It really opens the room up a lot better. Romy, before we take the next call, can we jump out over to the Romy Digital Newsroom segment that we go at this time every week?
You know, if you're not quite an early riser, you may miss the garden art, Rosie, on the house. And one of the most popular questions this week in the garden is getting bulk soil. And in particular, people are asking for Mel's Mix. So I called Growell that they don't offer Mel's Mix in bulk unless it's 10 yards. Now, 10 yards isn't going to fit in a pickup truck. You're going to need something a lot bigger than that. And the reason for that is a lot of the vermiculite and the product that goes into the Mel's Mix, they can't put together in small quantities and deliver. They have to put it together, bag it, and put it on the market. So if you're looking for a yard of metals mix, that would be 13 and a half bags. Might as well round that up to 14 bags. So you could fit 14 bags and a lot of trunks and a lot of
pickups.
So if you're looking for a yard or more, it's 13 and a half yards per bag. Or if you're down already at the Growell plant, they have their premium potting mix for $35 a yard. And they're going to be open on Saturdays soon.
Nice.
Yeah, they open in October for the season. Greg writes in and wants to know about this E-pipe. Have we heard about it, and what do we think? E-pipe's pretty cool. If you have copper home and you have a leak, or it's an aged one and you want to prevent leaks, it's a way to epoxy coat the inside of your copper pipe to prevent leaks from happening, and it will extend the life of your copper water lines. You know, no one really knows how long, but they're guessing, you know, decades.
Isn't the best thing about that is you don't have to replumb it through the attic and have hot water all summer long?
Absolutely.
I mean, you, with the underground plumbing, you save that component and you still get somewhat of a room temperature water when you turn the cold tap on in the middle of the summer. You don't do that and you have to replumb through the attic. Cold water is just as hot as your hot water.
And then you got to get back up there and correct all the insulation and get it blanketed out. Then you have all the drywall patch and repair from running the lines up through the walls. Sometimes you got trenching outside that you have to do to get around. I mean, it eliminates all that.
Now, aren't our friends at Ben Franklin the only ones that have that E-pipe franchise right now?
That I'm aware of, yes. Yeah. Ben Franklin, you can call them. They have the E-pipe. It's a special machine that has to come out. Because they actually they cut every single water fixture underneath the sink. I mean, if you're looking at your sink, you open up, they cut it off right there, and they actually send millions of little beads through there to actually kind of sandblast the interior. So they completely clean it out, and then they come back the next day and suck this coating through and put it back on, and you're done. Now, every single one of those will have an E-pipe sticker on it, so you have to be careful not to puncture it later. You had asked earlier in the show, Dad, about outdoor ice makers. This one is an outdoor, but Tim from Tim and Willie sent us a picture of his Whirlpool ice maker in his pantry. Says he cleans it twice a year and he's been very pleased with his. So
the poll at Rosie on the House right now is, do you have an ice maker that lives outside that has lasted more than 5 years? That's the poll. We want to know what brand can take it. 5 years making ice out in the Arizona sun below the Mogollon Rim. That's it. Hey, we're going to need to take a short break. Number's 1-888-767-4348. When we get back, it's more with Nathan Angel of Bellegarde talking about outdoor kitchens and outdoor environments. We'll be right back.